Okay then, chapter 45, Rika and I moved to Hong Kong. After having lived in New York for a year and a half, I had had enough, I guess you could say, and I was ready to move on to a new place. I mean, as you're by now well aware, my MO in those days was to go to a great new place, live and work there for a while, and when it wasn't new any longer, move on to some other great new place. For some reason, and God only knows, I decided to move to Hong Kong. Maybe it was the fact that I had lived in Singapore and that old Asian seed had been planted in me. Not sure. But I decided that Rika and I should move there, and in those days, if I felt like moving, well, I just went. And it was always spur of the moment. Even such a seemingly drastic move to a place like Hong Kong didn't intimidate me at all. I just felt like going, so I went. I had jumped to Nice, then Paris, Singapore, then to New York City, so why not Hong Kong? And so without any plan at all and having never been there, knowing no one and with almost no money, on January 2nd, 1988, Rika and I embarked on our journey to Hong Kong, stopping in Chicago for a night to bid farewell to my parents. When we got to my parents' house in Arlington Heights, lo and behold, my Union, New Jersey grandparents were there visiting also. Our flight to Hong Kong was the next day, so we only had a few hours to visit. And the only thing that I remember about that visit was that the morning that we were to head off to Hong Kong, I was sitting on the edge of the bed in the bedroom that I grew up in, and my grandfather walks in and comes up to me sitting there and gives me a big, huge hug and says to me, "I love you, boy." Exactly like that. I can still feel his whiskers on my face right this minute as I type out these words. I would never see him again. While living in Hong Kong, he died of pancreatic cancer, and my father got hold of me in Hong Kong and gave me the sad news. He told me to not bother coming back for the funeral as I was so far away. That's okay. To this day, I talk to my grandfather nearly every day. I love you, Grandma and Grandpa, and I miss you so much. Here's a photo of my parents' house, the house that I grew up in and visited for years until they sold it in 2015 or so. To this day, I've never driven by it when I'm in Arlington Heights visiting my parents because it hurts too much. My father is able to, but I'm not. Go figure. My bedroom is the top left window, and I cry when I look at it. You know, I'm 66, and I've never owned a house and most likely never will, but that doesn't matter because this house will always be the one and only house in my life. So the next morning, Rika and I flew to Hong Kong and arrived at Kai Tak Airport sometime in the morning. And someone recommended a cheapo hotel by the name of the White House, which was located on Hong Kong Island, and was told to take a bus to Tsim Sha Tsui and then a ferry to Hong Kong Island, and then asked around. As I look back at that first day, we were so ill-prepared that looking back on it, wow, go to Hong Kong with absolutely no plan? Are you kidding me? I mean, our suitcase consisted of this big, huge, long black duffel bag that was so heavy and long that I just dragged it behind me. Can you imagine arriving in Hong Kong a million light years away from the USA with almost no money, knowing no one, having never been there, and dragging behind you this huge, ugly, black, dirty canvas bag looking for this little crappy no-name flea bag of a hotel? I mean, in retrospect, it's a million to one that we not only were able to survive, but that we would end up kicking ass. There's a lot to be said for blind optimism and going with the flow. Sometimes the best results come from that attitude. I mean, I feared the situation zero, which is exactly what that particular situation required. And in fact, I was in ecstasy. I mean, Hong Kong was so different and unique to me that I felt great just being there, taking it all in. It was just such an amazing place, and I couldn't even get close to describing just how it made me feel and what it did for me. So anyway, we finally made our way to the White House Hotel, and by the time we got there, it was late, it was dark, and so we went inside, and this older Chinese gentleman, go figure, shows us a room, which sort of gave me the creeps, and while he's showing us this creepy room, we both notice this huge cockroach, and by the way, Asian cockroaches are huge, unbeknownst to him, climbing up his white shirt, it was surreal. Rika and I looked at each other wide-eyed like, "Are you kidding me?" Practically laughing and crying at the same time. It's a scene that after 30 plus years is still vivid in my memory. I wonder if Rika remembers that little moment as clearly as I do. I'm guessing she does. That's not an image you ever forget. By the way, we took the room and we slept on top of the covers in our clothes, I guess to avoid being eaten by huge Asian cockroaches. We stayed in We stayed in that room for 2 nights while we looked for an apartment, and it ended up finding a very nice two-bedroom apartment in a really great location on Hong Kong Island for about $800 a month. Here's a picture of our apartment building, which went by the name of Kameway Mansion. I know it looks crappy, but inside it was nice, and I was very happy living in that place, and in fact remained there for the entire 2+ years that I stayed in Hong Kong. Little did I know that what was in store for me was pure magic. Thank you, God, for Hong Kong, and I apologize for taking it all for granted. I've also included a map of Hong Kong, and I've circled Hong Kong Island. And that, my friends, is the end of the chapter. Sorry for the mistakes.